Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
You're tuning into the online broadcast network AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Action, adventure, and Stephen Amell's abs. Just one of the many reasons why I like to watch Arrow. Hi, I'm Allie Kona Bradford. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Arrow After Show, and there's plenty more than just that. However, before we get started, let's welcome our other fabulous ladies of our panel.
Hey, everybody. Yael Teagle here.
Katie Cullen. Hi, all my buddies.
Okay, so yeah, big Thea episode. I think we've been waiting for a long time to finally figure out what's been going on. I love that they took it back and we got to see the limo conversation to see what exactly happened and how the decision was made.
Yeah.
So obviously, Daddy put it in Thea's hands. Where do you want to go, right? And she had caught on to, well, you know, if you're here, people will find you. And that's, you know, probably not a good thing. So what I'm trying to figure out is, did she pick Corto Maltese, or did he eventually say, you know what, this is a really great place?
I would imagine that he eventually picked it.
Yeah.
Because he obviously has a nice house, a base of operations, etc. And it sounds just Italian enough to throw people off the trail.
It threw me off. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. When we were talking about it, I'm like, yeah, it's Italian. It's got to be in Italy. And so when you guys were like, no, it's South America.
Yeah.
It's like, fictional.
What? That too. No, I know. I mean, that I know too. But, well, you know, interestingly, though, someone had actually told me, who's really into comics, they were telling me Corto Maltese was created by an Italian comic. So, hence the throwback to the name.
Yeah.
Even though it is somewhere in South America.
Yeah. It's an island off the coast.
Yes. A very beautiful one.
South America's a big place.
Yeah.
It wasn't exactly specific.
I think that it was very much Merlin's idea to go. I think she was like, I just want to get out of town. I'm just so sad. And he was like, I know of a great place we could go. That's how I imagine the conversation went.
Yeah.
Now that we've established that you know how to read people, I'm going to take this conversation into my hands again. We're doing this.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, she doesn't want to feel pain ever again. And
now she doesn't.
I know. Now she doesn't. But, you know, what did you guys think of the training? Because here's the setup, right? He's sitting there in his, you know, Asian-looking outfit, speaking all these wise Buddhist, almost prophets, if you will.
It's John Barrowman. I can't take it seriously.
You know?
I was excited for him to get up and start dancing.
Yeah.
Just right? Mid-moment. That would have been fantastic.
I'm sure there's a blooper reel.
Right.
And I'm sure it's amazing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, I thought at first going into this scene, I thought, okay, we're going to see the softer side, the fatherly side. Let me make up for some of the years that, you know, I happen to not be in your life and take you under my wing.
No, of course not.
I was like, oh, beat your tail, girl. You better toughen up.
I was watching it and I was like, this is going to be... It's Stockholm Syndrome, kind of. Like, the way he trains her is you got to break them down and then rebuild them back up. And I was like, this is, first we've got issues of consent and now we've got Stockholm Syndrome. It's turning into an episode of SVU.
Okay, but let me ask you, though, are you pro or anti? Like, do you think that's a really effective way of training somebody? Or could he have broken the ass a little bit nicer than just pouring hot wax on her and then beating her tail? Yeah.
Honestly, there are several schools of thought when it comes to this, and I've... I watch a lot of anime, so I've seen enough of these training montages and training things go down to kind of go, yeah, this is kind of the masculine, this is how we do things school of thought. Mm-hmm. You break them down and build them back up. It's the same reason you put people through boot camp in the military.
Right.
You have to break them down so they're malleable and you can create soldiers or warriors or assassins out of them. So this is not uncommon. It's just not something that we think of because it's not really a shared experience. It's something that, for America at large, belongs in a fantasy story.
Right.
Which, let's face it, is what we're dealing with here. Right.
Well, you know, I mean, Dad, can you help me? That's one way to help. But here's the thing. I just feel like I understand it. I totally understand the reason behind the training. Mm-hmm. However, after years of having a daughter that's been through all these things and she says, you know, I don't trust this person, that person. Wouldn't you want to gain her trust first before you beat her ass?
I think
that happened last season.
But that he gained her
trust? No, not really. I don't think he did.
Just because he saved her life?
That doesn't mean squat.
Yeah. I agree with what you're saying. I think Thea specifically, I think there could have been a, because she is, was before she was trained, she was this weaker, you know, the damsel in distress, as opposed to who she is now, a warrior.
Right.
I think he could have taken a different path, and I think she would have done just as well.
Right.
By going the, you know, we're going to start slow and build up to it.
Well, he thought he was, though. That's the thing, is when he poured the wax, and she already thought he was a crazy sick person for wanting to pour hot wax on her. Mm-hmm. That was his version of soft. And then he even said, you know, my mistake.
Yeah.
I was trying to train you like my daughter. I should train you like my student. And then that's when he threw some elbows.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, and you can't be a father and a teacher to the same person. Those are two completely different roles.
Right.
Your father, you expect someone to comfort and guide you.
Yeah.
Your teacher, you expect someone to teach you, to lead you and to push you. And so he couldn't do both, and he had to choose for one or the other. And she straight up said, I wanted to be trained. And so he trained her the only way he knew how, probably in much the same way that the League of Assassins trained him, by beating the blue daylights out of him
and
then building him back up.
I just wonder, during the training situation, did he ever act as a father to her as well? Or did the fatherness disappear until she was trained?
I mean, maybe we'll see more flashbacks. Who knows? I mean, the show is so filled with them, which I really love. It adds just a great element, I think, in general. I was going to say something else about that. I totally...
Was it that they did not have
any
flashbacks
of Oliver?
No, they didn't.
Or Shanghai.
But, what I was going to say, as far as I really liked seeing Malcolm be human in the sense of saying, hey, you know what? When I first lost my wife, I was devastated. I was exactly where you were. So, yes, I do understand what it feels like. And this was the only way to get me going again.
Yeah.
That said, I don't trust him. Because usually you get a speech like that from someone whom you know is the villain and has done X, Y, Z, and Theta terrible things, that immediately says to me, oh, you're just trying to get her on your side. You're trying to ingratiate yourself with her. It's not necessarily sincere. It's a manipulation tactic.
I think he's succeeding in that. I think they're going to be this amazing... And I hate to say it because I love them both so much. They're going to be an amazing villainous team. And I'm so excited.
I think Thea is going to get caught in the middle once she finds out Oliver's the arrow.
Oh, yeah. But not even that. I mean, at the end of the day, even though Thea's primary reason for doing that is I don't want to feel pain and I want to escape who I was and I don't want to be that girl anymore... Mm-hmm. At the core of who she is, I don't think she's a bad person that would intentionally go out and commit crime just to hurt people. Oh. And it would have to be a manipulation. Like, it would have to be Dad saying these people are very, very bad in order to get to do it. But on the opposite side, I mean, you see her with Oliver. And I have to say, I was really shocked that when Oliver showed up, it was such a casual, oh, hey, you look good. Yeah, you look good. I like your hair. I was expecting, what are you doing here? How did you find me? And none of that happened.
I rather like the subversion.
I mean, I liked it. I'm just saying that's not what I expected.
I agree. I also expected that. But I think that now, once we see the coffee spilled on her hand, she is zen.
Yeah.
She is in control of her emotions. And I cannot wait. I'm so excited for her to be evil. Is that bad?
I think that's what we're
really
getting next episode.
Gosh, I hope she's not.
It's bad, but I'm excited.
You know, and well, you mentioned the coffee spill, and it's like Oliver's already trained to be very observant. So when he saw that, it raised a brow. And it's just funny because he even asked Roy, like, did you notice anything? Well, she had a new haircut. Her hair was shorter.
Yeah.
I guess that's not what you mean. It's like, yeah. You are such a boy.
Dude, you're such a dude.
Although most boys wouldn't notice the haircut.
Yeah. He noticed the hair. And I was like, how did he notice the haircut?
So, good boyfriend, a horrible ninja.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That should be his slogan.
Good boyfriend, horrible ninja. That's awesome.
Naruto,
bumper
everyone.
Sticker. Bam.
Yeah.
Believe it!
Oh, that came out of nowhere!
Thank you, Steven, in the vest.
Thank you, booth guy, Steve.
Wow.
Brought that all the way up from Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
Wow.
So anyway...
Are you okay?
My heart is still intact, so I'm all right. But I did want to just leave Roy at this and saying that, you know, he said his apologies. Mm-hmm. At the same time, Roy has had issues controlling his emotions as well, and yes, he has evolved. But when Thea said, "I'm not coming home," he just looked at her and said, "Okay, if that's what makes you happy."
Yeah.
Good for him,
especially after last episode of you said no, but I'm still stalking you and I'm still looking into your stuff.
Hold, please. There's a difference between totally different strangers stalking you and it's not welcome versus boyfriend, ex-boyfriend who just wants to apologize and he doesn't need to go to the stalking level, but at some point they both can't deny that they loved each other. And I feel like she believed him when he said, "I didn't mean to do this, that, or whatever, and I meant when I said that I love you."
I know. So, I'm just saying, good
agree.
For him for not pursuing after she said no.
No, but
That's
at the same time, okay, this is the
good
hopeless
for respecting her
you
wishes.
You know what, gosh doggy, this is me trying to say the hopeless romantic end of it is, if I were Thea, if I were Roy, I mean, a little gesture, just a little fight for me. Not okay, cool. You're good. We're good. Okay, have
he
a good
didn't
life.
Go there to get back together with her.
Well, come on.
That said, I think on the stalkery level, the fact that Roy and Oliver showed up, like that is, yes, they know each other and their family and ex-boyfriends, but that's kind of stalkery.
Mm.
They flew across.
Okay, but if your brother was missing for a long time and you would just witness, like he said, "I just witnessed Laurel lose my sister. I need to find Thea." Wouldn't you feel the same
Laurel
way?
Lose her sister?
Yeah.
Is what you meant.
What did I say?
My sister.
My sister.
Whatever. In another life.
It makes sense. I feel like it's better for Oliver to do it because it is family.
Yeah.
It would have been much more creepy had Roy come on his
phone. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Being Oliver's traveling buddy makes it less so.
And but it's
again,
also a
I ship
weird.
It like FedEx at Christmas. I'm with you on that. But it's better that he knew he wasn't wanted, he knew she didn't want to be followed, and he came to apologize and then respected her wishes and backed off.
That's called respect,
gentlemen. Yes. Yes. Like I said, good boyfriend material. Terrible ninja.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Too bad
on.
I can't sing the rest. Okay. So. Please don't sing.
Roy done good.
But, you know, going back to Oliver, obviously giving the plane ticket and telling Thea, you know, please come home.
Yeah.
Please, please, please. Mm-hmm. My only option is to tell her the truth because of all these lies that brought her here.
Okay.
Okay. Papa Diggle jumped in.
Yeah.
Do you think that Diggle had a great point? Like, who do you think had the better stance on this?
So,
why am I juggling? Like,
I don't know. Put it down. Okay. So, Oliver says that he's gonna, like, the reason she left is because of the lies, so I'm gonna tell her the truth. And then what does he do? He tells her, I'm going to call it an insignificant truth.
I'm going to say a teaser. That's what I would call it.
But like...
A truth.
It is a truth. It is a truth that is significant in terms of her family.
Very much so.
But insignificant in trying to earn her trust.
But she doesn't know about the larger lies.
Right.
So to her, it is the truth.
But that's how they got into the situation to begin with.
Exactly.
Okay. I agree with you. I definitely agree with you. But what I will say, the take-home point for that, and the reason why I love that he said what he said, is he was just trying to prove the reason why sometimes family does keep secrets and not know it's not right, but at the same time know that our parents and the reason why maybe mom lied to you or whatever, this is why.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from things like this, dad killed himself so that I could have food. you know, that's how much our parents were willing to give for us. So please don't discredit them. Like, they loved you. Yeah, they lied, but that is why. And I think that is actually the point that drove home and hit her heart to change her mind. Before that, she was really good on no thank you. And I don't know, something about that conversation to me, I think, made her change her mind in the sense to where Stephen was... Oliver was saying, you know, like, I'm not living unless I have my family, and right now, you're all I have left.
Yeah. The thing is, I think if he would have told her, you know, maybe...
I'm the arrow.
A greener secret.
But... I think that Diggle made a great point. Like, you've been lying for this many times. You really think you're going to tell her something that huge and that, like, out of this world that she's going to look at you and go, really? That's awesome. I love you now.
No, but now he has her coming back on a pretense. She thinks she has the whole truth, whereas he knows and the audience knows that he's still lying to her.
And she's,
so it's still dishonest, still the same issue, and they're going to run into the exact same trap. It's going to be 8,000% more dangerous because she's been trained as an assassin at least 5 months worth, and Merlin is back in town and gunning for Oliver. Bad.
I mean, I get that. Okay, go ahead, high five her. Okay, just get it out the way.
You were stopping me.
He did tell her. The thing is he did his little, you know, pre-clause, if you will, and said, "This is one of many secrets. I'm going to tell you one." So he told her that. So she knows that there are many more. Now, to the degree of what those are, you guys are very right. But he didn't say this is the only secret.
I just have a question.
Semantics,
and it might be irrelevant, but it's an important.
It's
question.
Irrelevant.
No,
I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. I'm kidding.
It is. So they don't, the queens don't have money, right?
Right.
How did he fly three of his friends?
Good point.
And then buy her a ticket to fly. So four tickets, three tickets one way, four tickets back.
Buddy pass.
Okay.
Maybe he knew somebody who owned the airlines worked for the airlines. Yeah, Diggle has money.
Who knows?
His wife works for Argus.
All right. It was just a question that occurred to me that, because they don't have all the money. I mean, she even says, like, I'm not used to flying commercial, you know?
Yeah. So, I love that Roy's never been on a plane and was going to try to take an arrow bow with
that
him.
That was so great.
Well, he's never been on a plane.
Aww. I know, but still, come on, TSA, it's all over the news. Like, what?
Yeah.
He's all, oh. And even if you didn't know, how big is your arrow and where are you going to put it? Yeah. Or not arrow, but
actually,
bow.
Actually, you could take a bow if you checked it. It's just the sharp pointy implements are not carry-ons.
Right.
That's probably
anyway.
True.
Anyway.
Anyhow,
they don't have money to pay for checked baggage.
I will say,
stories.
Just wrapping up Thea really nicely with the bow. Ending fight, we get to see her sword fight. And, you know, I want to say I had thought about the fact that in our last episode, when we saw her at the very end, she had the mask on and they were fighting. She took it off and, you know, says her thanks, Dad, whatever her speech is. Right. And after I watched that, I thought to myself, I wonder if that's really her or if it's a double, because when you wear a suit with a big, huge mask on it, it could be anybody under there. Mm-hmm. It was nice to see her fighting without anything on, so that way you know it truly is
she
Willa Holland doing her thing.
She was clothed.
No! You guys are perverts. You know what I mean.
I was disappointed when I was like, wait, did I miss a scene?
No. I mean, like, she didn't have her fight clothes on.
No, she definitely didn't have fight clothes on. She was wearing, like, jeans and a tank top.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the point. The point is you could tell it was really Willa Holland doing her own fighting. It wasn't a masked person.
Right.
And then they do a cutaway to where she takes off the mask.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it's her.
It was beautiful fight scene. I can't wait to see more.
I love the foot action where she just kicked up the sword and...
Oh, the footwork was great.
Ugh.
I'm expecting parallelism for later on.
Okay, do
because
tell.
We
with
saw
Laurel?
Her getting trained. Oh. And no, we have parallelism within the episode with the Laurels going through as well. Yes, you're absolutely correct. I'm expecting her to have to fight Daddy Dearest again, and this time in earnest.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm expecting it to come later in the season. Because you don't lay groundwork like that and have it be, I won, but you let me win, without it coming back.
Oh, of course.
Somehow.
There's a reason why he let her win, obviously.
So he could follow her.
Yay!
That happens a lot with the men in this series, doesn't it?
Oh, CW. Yeah. Oh, Arrow. A big sigh.
Men.
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 More fighting action with females, but this time a big boo. I'm going to have two thumbs down for Arrow. I'm trying to say Arrow and Laurel at the same time. Whoa. Laurel, sticking her nose where it doesn't belong. But you know what? Great intentions. I understand she's very upset and angry and doesn't know what to do with herself. I was pleasantly surprised that she showed up at an AA meeting. Mm-hmm. I mean,
she's been doing that for a while.
Yeah, but I mean, just taking positive action or just preventative action because she knows where she could go with this, and she's making sure that she doesn't.
I got really upset at her, like, last speech to Oliver about how she doesn't want to drink or do drugs right now. She wants to help people and to fight and to be trained. And I'm like, girl, you are trading one addiction for another.
Yes.
Very true.
That is not a healthy... She's like, that's not what the fire is. The fire is to fight. And even though I was losing, it was it took away that fire. And I'm like, that is why you are an addict. You have this
fire
inside you. And you can't trade one addiction for another. A lot of people will end up trading alcohol for AA meetings and become addicted to the AA meetings.
Or religion.
Or religion.
This is why we get a lot of born-agains who are very, very enthused because they're addicted.
And I think that this is just, we're going to be led down this other path where she gets addicted to helping people. And it's not going to work out well.
Yeah.
Not to get into predictions.
And it doesn't help that everyone around her, with the exception of Felicity, is combat ready.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's going around kicking people's asses except for
her. She just wants to be that. Like, she wants to be a part of that. I will say, though, the speech that she gave about the jacket, I had to giggle a little bit. Because she's like, you know, every time I see that jacket, you know, it makes me feel like Sarah,
she
this, that,
every
whatever.
Time I put it on, I was like, stop putting it on.
Yeah. Take it away from her.
You can't tell me you don't feel like a giant badass in a leather jacket.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't do leather. I do pleather. But
you still
I will
feel
say,
badass in pleather.
I mean,
if it's the right kind of, yeah.
Either way.
The thing is, I think it's there, the show is trying to push us into a, don't worry, like this is where
she's coming.
Yeah.
She's coming.
And I feel like I really hope it ends up being this whole addiction thing as opposed to like, and now she's badass, you know?
You know, I talked about it the other week because I was saying I had read something by the producers. Mm-hmm. Talking about Laurel will be Canary sooner than you think.
Yeah.
But then I read something this week that said it's going to be a long evolutionary process because if you think about it, Oliver was on the island for 5 years, and when he came back 5 years later, he wasn't the Arrow, he was the Hood, and he was a vigilante. Or he went vigilante, Hood, and then the Green Arrow. So Oliver had to go through a couple of years of evolution, so they're not going to let her necessarily become the Canary right away, but we definitely are seeing this process start.
Right.
And going from there, what did you guys think about the introduction to Wildcat, which is the gentleman we talked about last week in our news and gossip?
I don't think we got enough of him to really form too much of a solid opinion. We got
he's cute.
He was shirtless.
Well,
hello,
yeah.
Hello.
But that's half the show. Actually, that's like 95% of the show. Let's be real.
Yeah,
men
yeah.
and women.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's a great show.
Yeah. But I don't think we got enough to say, these are going to be his motivations, this is what he's going to do, et cetera, et cetera.
Well,
if you have the comics background, you know.
Right.
But for now, he's the guy who recognizes anger in people and is willing to go to bat for his protege, potentially bastard son, according to the comics, whatever.
Right.
Who may or may not have been at the scene of the crime. So he's willing to stick up for people and willing to teach people. And that's all we have.
I think it really disappoints me that Oliver isn't willing to train her.
Oh, but can you not?
I think he's not surprised.
Got great legitimate reasons for not wanting to.
Yeah, but here's the thing. He trained Roy. He didn't want to, but he trained Roy. So he does have training teacher experience, right?
Right.
I think Roy was not exactly great when he turned out, let's be real.
Yeah, but Laurel is headstrong and we all know it. There's you telling her I'm not going to train you is not going to stop her from finding training.
True.
Yeah, but
go ahead.
I was going to say, but think of this though, okay? Stephen, Oliver.
I know, I have to keep correcting myself too.
Just lost his ex-girlfriend, a person that he spent a lot of time on this island with. He went through the things that she went through. They were very terrible things to become who he is now. He saw what she's had to go through. And yeah, she was a great fighter and this, that, and whatever. And he even said, like, what would happen to your father if he knew, first of all, he still does not know that Sarah is dead. Yeah, we'll talk about that. But like, if he lost both his daughters, like, don't be selfish, A. B, I'm not going to train you after he's still dealing with her death in his own way. You know, we talked about him not dealing with it the way everybody else was and mourning it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like it's not dictating his every move.
But she's going to get trained somehow. She's going to reach out and find a way. And the last thing we want is her to get taken in with the League of Assassins and then disappear and then have to come back and not be with it. Like,
but do you think she would really join the League after everything that happened with her sister?
No, I think that she wants to get training. And if they were the only option she has, not saying that they are because we see that she gets training from other people, but I'm saying if that was the only option, it would be Oliver's fault that she decided to go.
I don't think Oliver would be the person to train her anyway.
Why?
We went over this a little earlier with Merlin and Thea talking about, well, I can't train you like your dad. I have to teach, I have to treat you like a student. Oliver has been in love with this woman. He's slept with this woman. He's cheated on this woman. He's cheated on other people with this woman. They have kind of a torrid past. And I don't think that's something he's capable of putting behind him. Mm. Even when he was training Roy, he couldn't separate, you're my sister's boyfriend,
Great point.
He's not a good teacher. He's okay, and it got the point across for Roy, but for what Laurel would need, he is not capable of separating himself, and therefore he is not capable of teaching her. He can barely figure out Oliver and Arrow. There's no way he can balance actual capable teacher as a role on top of that. So
I can dig that.
Even if he'd said yes, it wouldn't have gone well.
I will accept it.
I'll accept it as well.
Yeah.
My last point on this one, though, is when she actually did, when Laurel went after this guy who beats his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Okay, you have the knitted ski mask and the stick, and she's like sticking this guy.
It was a baseball bat.
Yeah. Oh, was it? It looked like it was a stick. I'm like, why does she have a staff? Why is she trying to use a staff?
It looked
going Carrie Underwood on his ass.
It looked like a stick until like he took it, and I was like, that's a bat. She's an idiot.
Oh, okay. And would she say something about, you know, what do you feel about girls that fight back? And the sick twisted dude. Yeah!
It's better when they hit back.
Yeah.
My karate sensei always told us, when it came up, when someone brought up weaponry and when we learned to use them, he said, do not bring a weapon into a fight unless you are prepared to eat it.
Yeah.
Don't bring in anything
if you
don't know what you're doing. And even if you do know what you're doing, know what you're in for if someone else gets a hold of it.
Right.
She was not prepared to eat that weapon.
No. Also, you bring a weapon into a fight, there is a 50-50 chance it is taken away from you and used against you. Like, why would you think that? Why would you think that that was a reason?
Because she just thought she was hard and ready.
Also, if she would have hit him across the head first. Like, girl,
she did. She got him on the back of the neck, but he's also drunk. And drunk people don't tense up. They roll a lot easier, and they take damage a lot easier.
Yeah. Ooh. Did you guys think that she was actually going to tell Dad finally? Or I think one of you was like, not in the hospital, not in the hospital.
Oh, no, that was me. Oh. She's waiting for the perfect moment.
When is there a perfect moment to tell your father that his daughter died?
Moment, so it'll come out at the exact wrong time.
So,
because this is a CW.
Here's my theory. They were sitting in the bed, or she was in the bed, and I was shouting. You guys saw it. I was shouting at the screen, tell him, tell him. And then it hit me. Like, she's not going to tell him. She's going to take over the responsibilities of the...
Do you think she's going to act like Sarah at one point to her dad? Like, come dressed up with the wig and be like, Dad!
No, I think that it's going to get muddy. He's going to see Canary and be like, wait...
Yeah, but that's a long time from now. Because we were just talking about the evolution of her being such a long time. That's a long time for him to not see Sarah. And granted, he knows she's away.
Gone,
But... Yeah. I don't know, it just sucks because he keeps making that reference of you are not your sister, let your sister handle the fighting, sister. And then when he turns around and says to her, like, baby, you can tell me anything. And mind you, when we first were introduced to Lance, there were moments where I wanted to smack him because he was just being a jerk off. And now you're seeing such a soft, supporting side of him and him really being such a father and her just being like, I'm sorry. And not that she doesn't have a good reason to, but it's just me watching it hurts to watch, you know?
Yeah. Well, this is a family with an addiction problem.
Mm-hmm.
He was
addicted
to his work. Mom was addicted to trying to find her.
Yeah.
And he's come through that, and Laurel has not. So that's going to cause massive issues.
Yeah. Let's make sure we also touch on Diggle really quick, you know,
because
I thought it was interesting. He's ready for vacation, and Wifey's like, actually, can you please head over there, too?
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
We need you to have more screen time this episode.
And we meet Shaw.
Yeah.
Who's obviously a traitor of some sort, or just trying to get out of Aragus, and that was his way of doing so.
Maybe.
So he says. Would you let him live the way Diggle let him live?
I mean, Diggle's a good guy. He's not going to just kill someone, you know?
Plus, if you kill him, then he can't answer for his crimes. He can't give up further information under captivity. It's, if you kill him, that's the end of that source. Full stop.
Yeah.
But if you kill him, there will be no more trouble.
Not necessarily.
I think
there just won't be anything else from him.
I think he opened a can of worms with Argus. I think what he had said to Diggle about you do whatever Amanda Waller says.
Yeah.
And then later.
Of course, that blatant reference, but go ahead.
Yeah, is when his wife says the same thing. And I was like, oh, there's something. Like, I started to, in my head, conspiracy theory that Diggle had to go and do this on purpose and that Amanda Waller was pulling the strings. And I think there's something so much more to this whole story.
I'm sure there is.
But, yeah, but I'm saying.
Quick reference, though, when he first runs into Shaw and they have this, pulls out a knife out of nowhere, right? Yeah. And the guy says something to him like, who are you? I'm Lila's baby's daddy.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, so cute.
What?
Well, he's not an Argus agent.
No, that's true. That's true. He's not. And he's definitely doing the very family thing. Actually, I wanted to ask you guys what you thought about, you know, obviously he's a great dude. He can handle himself. He's very tough. Not that much because obviously he got tased as well.
Yeah.
But you gotta think about the fact that you do have a baby girl at home, and yeah, your wife has access to all this fantastic information, but at the end of the day, you being involved in everything you're being involved with, you're just asking for somebody to come after your daughter one day.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of, I feel like a lot of storylines in superheroes and fantasy and crimes, whatever, they avoid having families for that reason, for the protection, for the, you know, the safety. You can't have something that people can hold against you. I mean, Scandal is a great example of this, where they have characters in a secret government organization, and they're not allowed to have families, because then they have a weakness that can be exploited. I think Diggle is not part of Argus, so therefore he can have a family. That said, after Lila said that thing, I'm telling you, conspiracy theories in my head, that Amanda Waller made them have the baby. The baby's not, like, really his, or it is his, but it was on purpose. I'm full of conspiracy theories. You're giving me a crazy look.
This is Arrow, not Doctor Who.
You know what else I noticed, too, about this? When they went to this area to stop the buy and the sell of all this information, Team Arrow obviously doesn't have all their gear.
Yeah.
They did some DIY work.
Yeah.
Good job.
They
MacGyvered
it. Yeah. But, you know, going back to seeing Thea without an outfit, Oliver without an outfit, we haven't seen that outside of maybe him being on the island, but seeing Oliver as Oliver fighting just out in the open.
And with a gun?
I know. He's like, I never said I couldn't use one.
Yeah.
Just, that was great.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was cool just in general just to see.
And that arms dealer that he was selling that to is the same guy who was trying to buy the prototype earthquake machine last season.
Oh, I did not notice that.
I did not notice that.
Great observation.
Either.
Oh,
it wasn't
an
observation. It was the guy on Twitter whose name I can never
remember.
Ryan
Woodallison, did you say that? Because he's been chiming in. P.S. I'm getting all your tweets. And he is so on point with what we're talking about. Because right when we're talking about, you know, Laurel having too much baggage, him and Oliver with the fight scene, like, he's jumping in on all this. So thank you very much.
If he's the one that tweeted us the Easter egg thing at like 9 p.m., you are a good person.
Ryan's
I love those
amazing
articles. Thank you.
Thanks, Ryan. On that note, let me take a second. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, hop in.
Please do.
Thank you so much for watching and streaming and downloading and listening. We love talking about Arrow. I love coming up with crazy conspiracies that make no sense. They like talking about reasonable things. We do this because we do love talking about it. And we just want one.
And Stephen Amell's abs.
Also Stephen Amell's
That's
abs.
That's a good reason. And Barrowman.
He's awesome. I wish he would tap dance. Okay, go
ahead.
There are a lot of reasons we love this show. And we ask you guys to do one very simple thing for us. Go on to iTunes, rate and review the show. It means the world to us. It helps us get guests. Like last season we had Katie Lotz. This season we're working on getting people. So please rate and review. If you like the show, give us 5 stars. If you don't like the show, we'll take 4 stars. That's okay. And leave a comment. Let us know what we're doing well, what we could be doing better. Let's get back into it.
Okay. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about Felicity.
Yeah.
And her new job.
And how cute she looks.
And how she hasn't told anybody yet.
I want her wardrobe.
Yeah.
But,
and her office.
But I love that. I love that. Cause she went in there and she has this way. She was standing up for herself, but in a very shaky, I'm gonna say this. Yeah. I am not getting you coffee.
Yeah,
I was just like, gonna ask if you wanted your assistant to get you coffee.
What? Yeah, I thought that was awesome. But I'm like, okay, something's up, because you know, even with the office thing, like, why are you leaving your office? Oh, well, this is your office.
Yeah,
and I love that she stopped and took a moment, like, what? But at the end of the day, you have to wonder. At least I wonder what's attached to that. Whether it be what we were talking about last week of, I'm just going to end up getting to you somehow and dating you or whatever else I want to do with you.
Yeah.
Or I know you're really smart, and being that she was able to get the hard drive working that no one else in town could get working, there's something attached to all these things he's giving her.
I think it's even more.
He got the stuff.
Yeah, it's even more creepy because she's getting these phone calls from different people who need her to hack things or Google phone numbers or, you know, ping cell phones and whatever. And he's like totally cool with it. He's like, yeah, like, I know you're my employee and I kind of need you to do this really important thing that no one else could do and you might be the only person who can do it. But, oh, you're getting these phone calls of people asking you to, you know, run background checks on people and find out where this person is?
That's normal.
No, that's normal and totally okay on company hours. I don't trust him.
Yeah.
I don't trust him.
Yeah.
And I know that he's going to be the Adam and he's supposed to be a hero. Look, guys. We read the comments. We've heard what you have to say.
We
and
know.
Yes, you have a point. But he is not acting like a hero. He is acting like the villain. He is being manipulative. He doesn't take no for an answer. We went over this. And then he pulled up, after they got the hard drive working, pulled up all of the blueprints for the heavy weaponry, for the strike drones, for the guns, for all of the stuff that Queen Consolidated probably shouldn't have been doing, but was.
Well, I mean,
and that's straight what he went for once Felicity wasn't looking over his shoulder, once she was going to be out of the office for the next 3 days, and in the flash, coincidentally.
Yeah.
That's when he went for all of this really scary stuff and did the little smirk, and we have the little musical cue. So, no, I don't care if he's a hero in the comics. I don't care if he's going to be a hero later on. Right now, he is acting like a grade A villain. And until he starts acting otherwise, I will not believe anything else.
Yeah.
Well, two things. One, A, if I was Felicity, and granted she got the call and had to leave really quickly, I would personally look at all that info before I pass it on to him, just because I want to filter it. But two, just to piggyback off of what you were saying and to talk to some of our viewers, I had actually read something that one of the producers had said, and when they introduced him, they said, the next villain will be. And that's what led me to believe before we even saw anything about him. Because I think I'd gotten some comments about that as well, too.
Yeah.
But even the producer had mentioned, no, maybe in the future something will happen and change him. And that's where we'll see him becoming a hero. But like you said, right now,
yeah,
not so much.
I mean, that's very common in CW shows to take someone and eventually they'll become the hero or part of the good team or
look,
you know,
at Canary. What's going on with that? Everyone's like, why is Laurel not the Canary? Who's Sarah? What?
Right. We will eventually get there. That said, right now, he's not a good guy.
Right.
Yes. If he makes a heel face turn later, great. Fantastic. It'll be great character development.
Yeah.
For now, he's not a hero.
Yeah.
He's not.
But in the tradition of CW, who has fantastic writing, you know, they're not going to give us the exact comic book version. They're following it as a skeleton and doing some great jobs of referencing little things here and there.
Yeah.
Easter eggs, like Ryan with Allison always says. But at the end of the day, why would you create something so predictable that follows everything that you know what's going to happen because you've already read the comic? Like, you've got to twist up just a little bit to keep those people that are very comic book savvy interested and wanting to know how they're going to really pull this off.
Right.
Well, and comic book continuity is so recursive and just completely flipping insane at this point that if you make something that follows the comics, no one's going to be able to follow the show.
Yeah.
Right.
So they've got their own little AU going, and it works for them.
Yeah.
Great. Keep it.
I concur.
Excellent.
Okay, so I think we've gotten down to everything. The last thing that we should talk about is the return of Nyssa.
Oh,
she's back.
And angry.
Ooh, very angry.
Can you blame her?
They're showing the preview, you know, for the next episode. One of the things she says is, my father may be the demon, but yours is the devil. I was like, ooh, yeah.
Shade thrown.
Seriously, but that just, it just, lays it out for us, like, stuff is about to hit the fan.
So and she knows time. That Merlin's back.
Yeah.
I think she's one of the few people, aside from Thea, who's like, yeah, so the guy who was supposedly dead,
he ain't dead.
Not so much. Not so much.
I think by the end of next episode, she and Thea aren't going to be the only ones. I think everyone else is going to know.
Oh,
as well.
Yeah. Well, I think she told Oliver that Merlin's back in town, and we're going to get his...
Yeah. Right. Well, he's going to find out anyways, just because Thea comes back and buys her new place with Malcolm's money or something or other, unless she plans on keeping that a secret as well, too. I mean, now she's new, right? No room to talk about secrets because she's got plenty of her own.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe now she'll actually understand why there were secrets in the first place.
Probably not.
Yeah. Anyhow, I feel like that wraps up most of what had gone on this evening. Are you ladies ready to move into news? Stephen is ready to move into news.
We are ready for news.
Awesome. Okay, so let's hop into our first picture, please. Well, you know, they show up in random orders. Oh, okay, so speaking of Thea and Malcolm, this is a really awesome, I believe this was an Instagram picture, but it was...
Yeah, John Instagrammed it.
Yeah, daddy and daughter on set. You know.
Well, we wanted them dancing.
I'm so jealous.
You know, but it just goes to show they have a lot of fun on this show. Let's go to our next photo. Okay, no problem. Hold.
Color ball of death.
Oh, no. The spinning beach ball.
No. Mac. Okay, well.
This is why you do PC.
Okay, so then.
And I have made the entire comment section angry. Okay,
Katie, you're out.
Well, how about this? Okay, that was just a fun one. If you guys are not watching on YouTube and you're listening to the podcast, it's Stephen Amell looking at a Batman costume saying, all I'm saying is I should be in the Justice League, too.
Justice League movie.
Is this movie?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't know why I thought I said two. Oh, and then a fun picture of Stephen Amell and David Ramsey with baby. And this is obviously not during an actual shoot. This is in between scenes. But just thought it was really cute to
Who's
see him.
Baby?
He's holding the baby bag. Oh, that's definitely Diggle's baby.
That's Diggle's baby.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I was like, does he have a baby in real life?
Yeah, I don't think so.
That looks like the child that was on tonight's episode. So I'm going to say it's... from that.
Okay.
Oh, and this is a really awesome shot of Stephen Amell doing a little bit of parkour.
So good.
So amazing.
For those listening,
but this is just to set up the next picture. So can we go to the next picture? I saw this tee and I was like, oh my God, I have to have this. It's a tank top that says squat like Stephen Amell is watching. And I thought, where can I get this? I'm ordering it and I'm going to wear it to the gym and be like, yeah.
I don't want him to watch me work out. I'd be embarrassed.
Oh. I'm sorry. That sounds so disgusting.
Yeah, that too.
Your preverted mind just went somewhere else.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. It definitely did.
Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, but probably the ladies, if you like this tank top just as much as I do, please leave a comment. And tell me I'm not the only one who would rock this to the gym. Come on.
I would.
I'm going to look for it when I go home. I'm going to look online. It's not supposed to be perverted. Can we go to our next picture, please? So I can just win this debate and keep it moving.
Yeah.
Okay. while he's pulling up, or is that, there should be more pictures. Okay.
Hello.
Yeah. Okay. So this is from episode 9, which when I pulled this up, they were filming, entitled The Climb. And it's described to be... oh, a really big sword fight where he's shirtless in a lot of the fight. I'm not mad at that. And this is where we also could potentially be seeing Ra's al Ghul.
Ooh. Are they filming in Canada again?
Judging by the snow. No. I mean,
they film in Canada, so I
no one
so.
Likes filming in Canada. That's where all the island scenes are. Yeah.
If we could please skip ahead to the next picture. All right, so this gentleman is coming in.
Vinny Jones.
Yeah. For those of you who are or not familiar, he's been tons of movies like Snatch. What else has he been in?
X-Men.
Yes. Okay, so former football player, but for those of us who are American, it is soccer.
I was like, she's the man.
Yes, she's the man. And I don't know if anybody knows this history about him, but he has a very violent, if you will, past. What I thought was interesting is even on his IMDb, it talks about it, and I thought, I don't know if he's just that open about the fact that he's gotten in a lot of trouble for being very physical, but he's like, this is who I am.
That's how he got to where he is.
It is. Actually, very fun fact, where he got his notoriety, the first time he got noticed, if I can pull this, because I don't want to say it incorrectly. Okay, so, quoted... noted as one of soccer's hard men, he leaped to fame when a photographer at a match snapped a picture of him marking Newcastle United's Paul Gascone by grabbing his testicles. That is how people first started noticing him. And marking, yes. I don't know if that's some sort of European version of marking your territory or what, but I was like, interesting.
Yeah.
So, on the very opposite end of that, here's a very fun video of him singing Bad, Bad Leroy Brown.
Because he is bad, bad Leroy Brown, the baddest man in the whole damn town.
So weird. That is so weird. There are no end to this man's talents. Footballer, actor, and now singer.
And testicle snatcher, apparently.
He can snatch my testicles anytime.
But it was just funny because you read all these things about him being such a hard, hard guy, yeah. And then here he is doing almost like a, you know, whatchamacall from... Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. What is that called?
The Carlton.
There you go. He's like, before this, you guys didn't see that part of the video, but in the opening when he's not singing, he's just
doing the Carlton.
Carltoning and giving me Frank Sinatra for days. Oh. It's like, what is this? And I believe I have another either picture or video after this as well. Oh, video. So this is a fun video. I'm not even going to say anything. Just watch the video.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
We know we were nominated to do the Ice Bucket Challenge, and we're that we didn't get around to doing it.
I know, but we do want to make a big donation. We really urge you guys to do the exact same thing.
Is that Canadian
thing.
Money?
Looks like it.
We have to donate.
So thank you guys for nominating us. We didn't really have a lot of time to do it, though.
Or a friend to pour water on us.
What a good friend.
Yeah.
That's what friends are for!
Oh, it keeps
since
going.
Since that happened, we want to make a few nominations ourselves.
Cast of Gotham.
Cast of Teen Wolf.
Cast of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Cast of Flash. Also, Wendy McClendon Covey and the whole cast of Goldbergs.
And Ellen DeGeneres.
And Adele.
Oh, John. His laugh is amazing, right?
That was great.
What a good human being.
What a great video.
Yeah. So, yay to the videos. And I'm going to take 2 seconds to do my own plug, because you guys know, if you follow me on Twitter, I just tweet and oversaturate you guys talking about the show that I'm working on, Global Dance Domination. So if you get a chance, go online, in your search bar, type in Global Dance Domination. It's a project that I am working on, and I don't know why there's a monkey on the screen, because it has nothing
to do.
That's
a slow poke.
It's a slow poke, because they're doing the ALS challenge way after it's done.
Oh. Okay, well.
At that point, you should have gotten slow
in the middle of my whatever I was doing. The point of the story is, you know, I have this really great show that's a travel dance competition series that's a mouthful, but it's a lot of fun. It's me and another AfterBuzz host named Jason J. Carter. So please go online. A, check it out. B, I'm raising funds so that way I can make it myself. So if you have a chance, go on, support. I would love you. And tweet me when you do. Okay, let's go into predictions.
Yeah.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I love the light show.
I think it's fantastic.
It makes me happy. I predict that Steven's going to put at least one more ridiculous picture up on the screen before the end of the show.
Oh, that's not, and we're not talking about Stephen Amell, P.S.
Booth Guy Steve is wonderful.
That's all your prediction?
I need time to think, and you keep putting me first. You go.
Okay. I predict that Laurel... Okay, I predict that Detective Captain Officer...
And everything and else, everything Daddy else. Lance.
Yeah, Deputy Chief Lance.
The one who always seems to get hit somehow, but never really throws a punch and hits somebody else.
Yeah.
That guy.
Yeah, as Michael Mowgli used to call him, the worst detective ever.
Which, P.S., he texted me halfway and was like, great show, guys.
Yeah.
Like,
shout out to Michael. We miss you. I predict that Detective Lance is not going to find out that Sarah's dead before mid-season. I don't think he's going to find out.
But okay, how this? Do you think Laurel's going to be the one to tell him, or do you think someone's going to finally be like, you know what, gosh doggy, you need to know, and I'm going to tell you?
I think someone's going to accidentally slip it to him. I think that's not what I meant.
Slip it to him, Magic Bell.
Why? Why are we doing this tonight?
I think that Laurel is going to. She's going to start doing canary stuff, not well, but like putting on...
I just had an image of her falling off of something.
I imagine her wearing the jacket, putting on a dumb wig, and the dumb mask a dumb mask, not that the mask is dumb.
Yeah.
And I see her going and trying to beat someone and again getting beaten up. And I think that he's going to see, like, her back running away. He's like, Sarah's in town and, like, 2 feet taller and a different body type. What? That's confusing. And I think he's not going to pick up on it because he's the worst detective
ever.
He's also a dad. I think he'd know right away, that's not my daughter. He might think that someone else is imitating
not Laurel.
Her. In much, didn't we have arrow imitators in season one?
Yes.
Yeah.
So he may think that someone's imitating her in much the same way that we had imitators for the arrow, but I don't think he'll find out. I'm going to say that he catches her in the act.
Ooh.
And finds out.
Ridiculous picture with explosions, simple bikini-clad women, and a cure for Ebola.
I win!
Thank you,
Steven. You are a good human being.
I also think that Thea is going to go up against the arrow at some point soon.
Yeah, with her not knowing that it is her brother, and then maybe that's how she finds out who it is. Or maybe he'll keep the mask on. Who knows?
I think that's going to be next episode. I think you're right.
Next episode? That's really fast.
Okay. I didn't get a prediction in. Thank you. But I will say, Ryan Wood Allison, thank you so much. He had made reference, and I heard it but didn't hear it, how Thea kept recalling herself Mia instead of Thea. And Mia Dearden is actually Speedy in the comic book. So again, just throwing another little oomph in there. So, you know, since I got cut off, I'm just going to cut off. And I'm not going to give a prediction tonight since I've talked so much. Anyway, thank you very much, Steven. the guy in the booth, Steven.
Yeah, because you got cut off 10 minutes after I could have wrapped you all. Just saying.
Okay, so anyways, going to the camera in the front, Steven. My name is Alicona Bradford. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Please be sure to tweet at us. Check out my project. Again, I'd be super grateful for your support. I'm at Kiss My Passport, and you can follow these lovely ladies and talk to them as well.
We're going to take it to this camera now, Steven.
Yes.
You can find me online at yell.tv. That's YAEL.TV. There you'll find information about the beautiful stylings from Siren's Boudoir. You can also find all the shows I do here at AfterBuzz, including Law & Order Special Victims Unit. Check that one out every Tuesday afternoon. And follow me on Twitter, Instagram,
my gosh!
YouTube, and Google+. At YellTeagle. That's YAELTYGIEL. Take it away, Katie.
Okay, we get the point.
I'm Katie Cullen. You can find me on Twitter and Tumblr at Kiaxet. That's K-I-A-X-E-T. I'm also on a slew of other shows here, including Ruby. We are in our penultimate episode. Watch.
And the music just keeps getting louder, so we're going to leave. Good night. Bye. See you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.